This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk drafts. We're here to talk prospects. We're here to talk the future. And we're here to talk about the Tigers. The trade deadline, I think to some degree, went over lead balloon, something like that. People wanted all this wow appeal, and they didn't get a lot of sizzle, although the early returns have been okay.
They got some steak, though.
Yeah, they could have. I mean, Finnegan and in his first start, Charlie Morton was really good, and all those different things.
Addict look okay.
Yeah, I honestly didn't look at it and say, you know, this was absolutely horrific and awful. I do question whether they could have done more, and I disagreed with some of Scott Harris's premises at the deadline, and agreed with a lot of it. So let's get into the weeds a little bit about
that. Can I ask one question before we get into the weeds?
Yeah,
it's only going to be a simple answer. As a fan of baseball, Pat, would you rather have your GM be like Scott Harris, who is more protective of the prospects, or Dave Dombrowski, who's like, sell it, let's try right now? And this is only as a fan perspective. Pat Caputo as a 15-year-old kid loving baseball.
Well, I don't know. As a 15-year-old kid loving baseball, I'd probably be like a lot of the fans that call up here and start barking, you know. Because you get kind of the back of the baseball card stats.
Yes.
You get excited about those things. I know you're big into memorabilia, and that's all they put on the back. So I understand the fan perspective on this.
Because it's one extreme or the other, right?
Yeah, it's one extreme or the other. It's and big names. You know, and again, I'm not trying to bite the hand that feeds me. I love the station and all the personalities.
Absolutely.
But they feed into it, you know, where I think it's not my role or whatever, it's who I am because of the experience I have and how much I follow this. I don't look at it quite the same way.
And that's why I wanted to ask that question.
Because it's a little deeper. So to your point, I understand. The classic example, and I did put this on X, it was the Duran trade.
Yeah.
I listened to Mike and Rico, and it was an interesting show. You know, Mike, he presents a compelling case about certain things that maybe they didn't do enough and all that. He's not doing anything crazy, and Rico's talking to him about it, and it was a good discussion. But the one thing that was left out of that discussion that I would note is that you have to realize that Philadelphia gave up the equivalent of Troy Melton and Tyron Lorenzo or Josue Brasino,
right,
in that trade. And the Tigers, in order to get that particular reliever, especially from a division rival, were going to have to do better than that. It wasn't just match it, but do better than that. So, You know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's kind of like you're a Tiger fan. You're watching Duran come out of there, and he's throwing 102 miles an hour, you know, with the big, and I know you love
that entrance. Yeah, he's lightning.
It's like Wild Thing on steroids. Guess, makes a Voodoo Child by Joel Zamaya.
Dude, it is so much fun. I watched that first entrance, and then they did it on Sunday Night Baseball as well, and it's so damn cool. And it was a shame he was in Minnesota because I had no idea about it playing with the Twins. But I guess the question would be, you know, if the Tigers have multiple catchers, we've had many discussions about those two, and
right.
wouldn't, I guess, you'd be doing a one-for-one with that added bonus where Melton would be.
That's the question, right? There's two things here. Scott Harris knows what he's doing.
Sure.
And Scott Harris has a lot of confidence. And I've talked to a number of people in the baseball industry here the last couple days about the deadline, you know, just people I chat with. And the one thing I'll tell you is Scott Harris is getting more kudos from those folks than he's getting ripped. A couple callers said, he doesn't have the balls to make the trades Dombrowski did. No, it took balls to do what he did. And he figured out a way to actually help the ball club without giving up prospects. The question is, and this is where – listen to Mike and Rico specifically, is, this probably solidifies them winning the division, may solidify them getting home field advantage. But in the playoffs, is it enough to put them over the top? Because it's a whole different ballgame. You see what Philadelphia is.
Right.
You know, you're going to see what the Dodgers are as they get better. In the postseason, you're going to see teams that actually improved, like Seattle, perhaps, that added a lot more than what the Tigers did, and how that's going to affect things. Yeah. So, you know, you got Finnegan. That's not bad, but is it good enough? Charlie Morton, I don't know. He's 41 years old. I mean, Verlander's threw 98 miles an hour last night as we're doing this podcast.
Well, Morton was hitting, what, 95, 96?
Yeah, and, you know, if they had brought back Verlander, everybody would be rolling their eyes, but he's probably throwing better now.
I think people would have loved it.
Yeah, well, he would have, and there would have been some people who hated it.
The nostalgia of it.
But Morton is a gamer.
And it's AJ's guy, too.
Right. So, and they didn't add anything – you know, when it comes down to position players.
Yeah, nothing offensively.
The things that we talked about with their defensive and the way they set up and dependent on Javi, and Javi did have a big game here, but he's, other than that, has been leaking some oil, making some throws, and you can't just lean on Javi 7 days a week and put him out there.
No.
So, you know, but getting Carpenter back, Melton, all those things should help him, but is it enough to put him over the top? And, Evan, where I really disagree with Scott Harris on this was talking about the window of opportunity.
Oh, with Scooble?
Yeah, Scooble and just –
and just in general, right? Just,
yeah, but the way the American League is right now. Scooble is at his peak.
Yeah.
We've talked about this a lot. Even if he signs with the Tigers long term, I expect him to be a really good pitcher in 2028, 29. You know, but the probability of him pitching like he is right now at that level, the very, very highest level. It's like 2011 Verlander.
Right.
Was he 2011 Verlander in 14, 15 or whatever? No.
No, he was good.
He was good.
Bad.
And he had an injury with his core and all that.
Because it happens.
It happens. And it's, you know, you get this certain peak. So that's not an illusion.
No.
That is reality. The other reality is the rest of the American League is kind of shitty.
Yeah, it's at best, man.
The Blue Jays
are pretty good.
Well, yeah, but they started to lose a couple games. Yeah. Red Sox have come on. You know, Seattle's got some possibilities. I think Texas should be better, and they're kind of
They really should be.
They're lurking around here a little bit. They could be a team that kind of gets hot. But there's, you know, Yankees. I mean, it's wide open, and the Tigers have the best team, and they're in the best position. That is not an illusion. That's real. Now, 2 years down the road, you might actually have a better team, but your competition is stiffer.
Sure, or you have a bad injury or something happens or whatever it might be.
Right, so there is, you know, that it's not an illusion. I disagreed with his notion on it. Although, I give him credit for this. He's not bullshitting you. He has not bullshitted one time.
No, I think that's what he truly believes is what he's telling us.
And he's stubborn that way. We talked about it with the draft. You know, it's like, hey, man, I'm going to take the 15th best shortstop. I'm not going to go for the second best college pitcher because I believe in this particular thing. That's what the action told me.
Right.
Okay, so that's Scott Harris, for better or worse, but so far it's been for better because all they've done since he's been their GM is win.
Yeah, you want the only thing about his
president of baseball operations
that messed with me was one word that he used in that. He said he didn't want to make a move that would haunt the organization.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
You know what bothers me about that? You mean like haunted since 1984 without a World Series? That's haunting to me.
Yeah,
not going for it and failing, that's not haunting to me. Because some of my best memories as a Tiger fan are when they lost in 06, 11, 12, 13, 14. Those years were my Tiger memories at my core, right? I don't want to ever know. Let's say the Tigers get into the World Series, right? But then they blow it down the stretch with relievers because they didn't go and get a dominant closer or something like that. That will haunt me. Not the chance of
it's rare.
It would be like Miller and Maben haunting the Tigers. You know, they became sensational all-stars, which
Maben didn't, but Miller did.
Yeah. And Maben ended up playing with the Tigers.
And the Tigers later needed that relief pitcher like Miller.
I look at like the trade for Chris Sale, right, with the Red Sox, and they traded Yoan Moncada, the number one prospect in all of baseball. I'm not saying this was actually the trade deadline to make that big time move, but at some time, if you are a great team in baseball, but you could be even better, and you see a certain player, I don't think you can be scared at what happens 5 years down the road when you can succeed right here and right now. I think that's the only thing that bothered me about it because I'm 42 and I haven't seen a World Series, and that bothers me as a fan. So that's why that comment off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Haunt bothered me.
Well, if you were a little smarter when you were like a baby.
If I was, you know, going downtown at, so I guess what? They won in October of 84, so I was one. I was like the age of my daughter right now. Yeah. I would really remember that. But that's what killed
me. No. I, You know, I hear you on that. But to me, the bigger thing with the haunt is, first of all, once in a while that happens. You know, where, gosh, the Zach Greinke trade, they got Escobar and they got Kane, and that was integral to the Royals winning the world championship, right?
Yes.
You had, of course, here the famous John Smoltz trade. Mm-hmm. But John Smoltz was a double-A pitcher with a 5-something ERA at the time. The people who actually scouted him and signed him, they were livid at the time that they traded him because they could see the upside. But really, the Tigers had a choice, too, about who Atlanta wanted, one or two players. The other one was a pitcher named Steve Searcy. Yeah, that haunted the Tigers. Come on. But do you feel haunted by all those years about Willie Adames?
No, Eugenio Suarez.
Oh, Eugenio Suarez was the worst trade Dombrowski made.
Big pasta.
Got the, you know, the big pasta.
He had a chrome Mercedes.
And he was a terrible human being and his off the field stuff that he, a lot of luggage there, and that was terrible. And like the classic example too is Washington got a huge haul for Soto.
Oh, enormous.
Yeah, what's Washington right now?
Well, they have a couple nice players. I mean, James Wood is
Woods, Abrams, and Gore are all really good. But
yeah.
What is their team?
Yeah.
Well, what would be the baseball term that best describes them? I know what it is. It's called horseshit.
Yeah, I was going to say not great, but yeah, that's more colorful.
Okay, that's the baseball term for it. No, that's what, you know.
That's the official when you look up in the baseball dictionary.
In the baseball dictionary, that's what, you know. The Nationals, you know, the definition of horseshit.
But they were great there for a while. Right.
And I don't know, maybe 3 years down the road or something, you know, those guys will form a nucleus or whatever. But that's like 6 or 7 years or whatever. Soto's long gone from San Diego. San Diego's retooled.
Yep. Did they ever?
Right. So the one thing I did agree with him about, though, is the whole Skubal thing. If Skubal leaves, people act like it's going to be the end of the Tigers. Like, you know, I should fold up the tent.
I don't agree with that at all because it's only every 5 days he's out there.
Right, 13% of their innings, and he's great, and it really matters when you need a game to win. You know,
sure.
He's out there. And postseason, obviously, it's accelerated with that. But if you got a really good organization, you can't be held hostage by, you know, an agent and trying to do what he's done all the time and what he does. Skubal trying to do what he's doing. You've got to look at it practically and
pragmatically.
Pragmatically, yes, and move forward here.
Yeah.
And, you know, fans' overreaction with the Skubal. Seriously, I mean, I get calls, like, out of the blue. Tigers will win a game 8-5. Skubal won't even pitch. And, you know, I get 3 calls in a row from people. Oh, you're going to sign Skubal. I mean, they're sweating bullets about it. I'd say just relax, man.
So you know what kind of kills me with Skubal on this team? Because he is an exceptional pitcher.
And he's a good guy, too. But everybody wants him to stay.
He's the only one. And I can't get out of my mind last year in the playoffs against the Indians that they relied on him. And he was the one that ended up giving up that grand slam in the game that ended up costing them. And so the reason I bring that up is, you know this probably better than anybody, the more and more batters get to see a pitcher, the easier and easier it is for the actual batter to hit those pitches. And that's why I'm like, if you don't have a 2 and a 3 behind him, I don't think the Tigers can sign him for $400 million. Because then you're in that same exact problem. And what sucks is it seems like Casey Mize, he's starting to get hit a little bit. I mean, he only gave up 3 runs on Monday night, but they're all 3 home runs. That, if it's not the Twins, that's probably a lot more runs than 3. Flaherty, what is he after this year? He has a player option. He's most likely going to pick it up. It's $20 million, right? Reese Olson with the shoulder injury, I know he's talking about a postseason run, but can we count on that? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you got Gleyber Torres is probably going to leave.
Yeah.
Because he signed here to get that free agency.
And he's going to get it now.
Right. And he'll, you know, he'll have
he's
a lot of
he's playing really well for the Tigers.
And the Tigers have a lot of second base guys, starting with Cole Keith, who's going to be a really good player.
Now, I think so.
That may not be, you know, what fans want, and they, because they're already like, are they going to re-sign Gleyber and all that?
You can't pay him that money that he's going to
spend. And when I'm talking about this, I want you to understand. that I understand how you feel. And I'm not trying to belittle you or talk down to you. I'm just trying to inform you in a certain way about if you've been a little closer to the game and you understand how the teams think and you understand it, maybe the game in a deep level, that, hell, you're out there living your life. You don't have time to go into it to give you some perspective on things.
Well, and I think a lot of fans have to realize, too, that Scott...
It's like Evan and I telling you, look, they're not going to sign Eugenio Suarez.
No.
Okay?
And just the fact that Scott Harris is running a business that does not end in October when the season's over. That keeps going until next year, the year after, the year after. And I understand his thought process of building within and, you know, go look at the early 2000s Yankees where they're all homegrown guys and that's what they're going for. And maybe so that works and maybe it doesn't, but that's his philosophy. And right now, who am I to go against it when he brought winning baseball back
to
Detroit?
Well, I think there's two questionable things. The illusion comment, that's not true. Okay, I don't agree with that. The other thing, did they do enough to, when they get into the postseason, you know, not to have that swing or miss guy?
And that's
and you have a glut at catcher. How many catchers do you need that have basically the same, you know, because you got Dylan Dingler to be your right-handed catcher and he's the superior defender. It'd be ideal to have one of those two, Lorenzo or Bursino, be with Dingler as their two catchers, catching 50 games, even though they're kind of boxers of the ball at this point, and play some first base, do some DHing, and they're premier potential hitters. I understand that. They're two different players.
Absolutely.
But, you know, and Lorenzo's a switch hitter. But, you know, I mean, I understand that, but you need two of them. So you asked about Dave earlier. You know, Dave would have traded one of those guys, I think.
Yeah, they were well long gone.
But, you know, specifically for Duren, I think Minnesota, you can see their MO on it. They were looking for starting pitching back. Tigers don't have starting pitching.
Unless it's that Melton.
Unless it's Melton, Ham's hurt, and, you know, they're thin on pitching at high end, high level.
For starters, in general?
Just in general, yeah. So they got a lot of really good minor league pitchers.
Remember?
No, they do. They got a lot of minor league pitchers.
I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing about a comment Dave Dombrowski made years ago when he was with the Tigers and people questioned the bullpen and blah, blah, blah. And he said, we have 10 major league ready arms right now in the minor leagues.
Did he really say that?
10 major league ready arms.
He didn't. You know, their system's really good. And what they do is after – they take the high school guys, and this is what Harris has done. They take, like, college pitchers. Melton was one of those guys. But most of them, watching them, and there's a number of them. I could give you names that don't mean anything right now. Most of them are short, meaning 92, you know, that type of thing. They put them in the major leagues, they would struggle. They got a couple guys that's a Sillinger kid, throws a knuckle drop or whatever the hell he calls it, and he's infective, but
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fastball is not enough to make that knuckle drop probably at the major league do well. He's doing well at Toledo. And that's just a number. You got the knuckleball guy, Sirwa. And so they try a lot of things.
Nobody wanted Cobb at the deadline?
No, that was a mistake. I mean,
it was.
They didn't do their due diligence the way they needed to on that, which surprises me.
What did you make of Seawalt trading for him?
Good move.
Just to see what he gave up, give you in September.
They gave up nothing for him. Okay. So we talk about shoulder.
Yeah,
he's got shoulder. So that's always, you know, to me, it's, you know, on a different.
So that's the one name that could really help this bullpen that we don't know about.
And I'm telling you right now, the good part is he didn't give up anything. That catcher, Jimenez, he was highly rated. I haven't seen much of him because he only played in Golf Roast. I mean, it's now the Golf Complex League, not the Golf Roast League, which I used to call it. But he played in the Dominican Summer League. The big thing is he's listed at 5'9", 170 by some people. And Baseball America's got him at like 6'2", 223.
Okay, well, that's a big difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
5 inches.
You know, so people are like, they got this small catcher, and I have no idea where it is.
It's like Ziggy Ansah with the Lions. But was he 24 or was he 34?
The only reason he was ranked that high, and I'm telling you this, because of somebody who's actually done rankings like that. So I'm not speaking and blowing smoke out your ass. I've actually done that. I've actually ranked. I've been the one who ranked there for like 20 years. I did that. I'm telling you, it's because of his signing bonus. He got a generous international signing bonus. It was over $1 million. So when people are sitting there looking at it, and especially if they're doing multiple teams, he wasn't. And Randall, the pitcher they gave up, he was only ranked that high, I think, because they really didn't have anybody after Melton and Jaden Hamm. Yeah. And I watched him quite a bit and seen him. I'm not saying he won't pitch in the major leagues and all that, but I just don't see that much of an upside. So to make a long story short, I don't think they gave up shit in this thing. They really didn't. So it's all gain. So and I will say this about Scott Harris. One, I give him credit for being honest. He's not bullshitting you. He comes right out and says what he thinks. Two, I give him credit because he's really doing a good job. Three, I disagree with the illusion comment. That's not true. And number four, we'll see whether he did enough or not enough at the deadline. I think he – see, because I don't know, you know, what the catchers would have brought back. You know, in the glut of second baseman brought back.
Yeah, it's not like there's a trade machine out there that we can just plug in and be like, oh, these players would have been available.
But also understand that, first of all, they weren't going to get Mason Miller unless they gave up McGonagall, because that's basically what got them Mason Miller.
Didn't they give up, like, their number one prospect?
He was number three.
All of Major League Baseball?
Yeah, to get Mason Miller.
Who's electric, by the way.
Yeah, he's got, you know, sign a bill. But, yeah, Mason Miller.
But
I'll
tell you what. When I see a guy throwing 103, you know what I think? How long is that arm going to last?
Well, that's one. Two, they got another guy that throws 103. So, already throws 102.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then you have Sanchez. So, they shouldn't have done any of that. He's right. There's no way you touch McGonagall. There's no way you touch Clark. Those guys will be big-time players, and they'll be starting in 2027 probably. And Rayner is an electric, as we talked about.
That hurt his shoulder.
But he's, you know, I saw enough of that to know that's a little different. And they didn't want to touch that Chris Rodriguez kid.
Okay.
Okay, no touching him. Okay, that 17-year-old kid, no touching him. So they were smart not to bite on any of that shit.
You know what sucks the most, and it was point number four, is that we can sit here and talk about what we think. We won't know until the season's over if it worked or not.
Right, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't mean it was necessarily, if you brought somebody in, it would have been different.
And so I guess, that we'll have a good debate on too, on whether or not it did work. Because like I said, let's say they get to the ALCS, but they blow games in the eighth and ninth inning. Did they succeed or did they fail? You know what I mean?
To me, that would be failing.
Yes.
Because...
But some might call it success because we got there.
I don't know. I wrote about it or we talked about it, probably both here. I certainly have talked about it on the air as well. But Halsey throws 100. Bednar throws near 100. Duran throws near 100. Griffin Jackson's had a bad season, but he throws like that. There were a number of these hard-throwing guys. But Finnegan's got the classic reliever. Good fastball, spots it. Love his mound presence. He goes out there. You can tell this isn't a guy that's going to go out there and piss his pants in pressure.
Oh, no, he's
going to get
for
beat.
It.
He's got total focus. He's a pro.
He wants it.
And he's got that split-finger fastball mix.
And he's throwing it more.
And he is definitely – he's throwing some sliders more than he threw. He's definitely motivated because he's on the last year of his deal.
Yeah, I read –
And Charlie Morton, you know, I mean, his stuff was good. And Charlie Morton's one of those guys, man, you never want to sell him short because he's the consummate – I love baseball players like Charlie Morton. I do. I do. I genuinely do. He's what the game's about.
Yeah, I read how the Tigers had – now it was only one start. He threw more fastballs than he had been throwing in Baltimore, where Finnegan was throwing more off-speed than he was in Washington.
Right.
And that's where I think baseball is awesome too, is that the fact that somebody's eyes can see he'd be more effective if he threw this pitch more so than that pitch. And I love that about baseball. And I love this podcast too, because without this podcast, when they called up Troy Melton, I wouldn't have known who the F that guy was. And so that's what's great about it. And all these names that were mentioned, I wouldn't have known anything about them. So thanks for educating all of us on this.
Well,
so,
one of the things when people call, I get questions a lot.
Yeah.
I want to hear your opinions. I don't want to be the answer man or whatever, but
Pat Caputo.
Yeah, I'm not trying to educate you. I'm not trying to act.
But
like,
you are though.
I taught class at Oakland, where
we taught some geniuses like
Evan.
No, but you introduce us to players that the average fan is just not going to know. It's flat out the case.
The Red Wings, the Lions,
or the Tigers. More so the Red Wings and Tigers with their minor leagues.
Yeah, that's what this podcast exists for.
So it's very educational for me, Pat.
Well, it is. it's something that we enjoy. And hopefully it's,
Professor Caputo.
We're having some fun, talking about this because I'm into it. If you think this is just because I'm so dedicated to my profession and all that other shit, it isn't because it's my fun thing.
We both love baseball. I love the fact that playoff baseball is so important because you live and die by every single pitch and how important. There's no better sport in my mind than playoff baseball.
You're right. And all the people that said baseball sucks and everything, I don't hear them anymore.
Neither do I.
And talking about that. Now,
well, except
the local
for people that watched the baseball game at the NASCAR track. They weren't happy.
Well, that was kind of bizarre. By the way, man, this is a bad time of the year because we got to watch a Little League baseball every 5 minutes.
Heck, you know what? And if it's on, Pat, I watch it.
Oh, Jesus.
I really – that's how much I like baseball, though.
Little League baseball, and then they put, some kid will reach over a 4-foot fence and make a catch. And it'll be like, and that's one of our top 10 SportsCenter highlights.
You want to know what kills me? A kid throws 65, and they're like, that's equivalent to 98 from a major league.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, it's not. If they threw from a major league mound, that pitch would be even slower because they can't get it there. It kills me, Pat. That was not a 98 mile an hour fastball.
I don't know if people realize this. There are some people. But when I was in Little League, they used to walk me because I would hit a home run all the time because it was only 200 feet, But again, I was reading a column that said, this player that they took, Yost, this guy, he only struck out once. This is an amazing statistic.
Because they didn't pitch to him.
And I'm thinking to myself, Well, I only struck out once my senior in high school, and the Tigers didn't fucking draft me.
I pay you millions.
They did have a scouting card on me, and Bill LaJoy, who was the general manager at the time, pulled out that scouting card one day, and he's like, he laughed as he showed me. It only had don't follow or whatever on it. The only reason they scouted me is because I was on these teams that played in the upper level tournaments at the time, American Legion championships and all that. And they had scouting cards on all my buddies, But mine was no follow or something, whatever it said. That's the only thing it said on it. The only thing. And he just laughed this deep laugh. Oh. And I'm thinking, shit, I only struck out once my senior year. I mean, I got a newspaper article that proves it, too, Evan. I should show it to you.
And that's why I take high school stats with a grain of salt. When you're the best player in baseball in high school, you are dominating that game.
No, and look, man, I love the fact that I think that was in the Free Press, that they write and these different things about it, and then they tell these stories to these kids. I do love that. But what I'm trying to do with this podcast is we come in here, and one of the things in baseball specifically, but it's other sports too, is basically try to tell you kind of where that kind of goes wrong sometimes when we have some of those narratives that follow. The fact the guy he struck out once in high school, that doesn't mean shit.
No.
Okay.
I look at him. That kid was just in high school.
And one of the best decisions the Tigers ever made was not to follow me. With their other scouts.
Could you imagine?
And they didn't. I know that for a fact because the scouting guy I knew really, really well, Bill Shudlich. I knew him well, late Bill Shudlich. And not once did Bill ever mention me as a player. LaJoy did because I played with his kid in junior college.
Yeah, okay.
But not Shud. Shud, the actual scout, he had no idea I even played.
Oh, man, that's so good.
I was like, oh, yeah, man, didn't you know that?
We could probably find that card somewhere.
But I only struck – oh, yeah, I don't know where that is. I don't. But that was a long time ago, and it made me laugh. It was so funny the way he laughed so sarcastically. But anyway, I only struck out once. Only struck out once. But anyway, follow us. Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. Download us, like us, all those things. We appreciate it very much. And till next time, we'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? because their clients don't just invest in markets. They invest in their passions, too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.